It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. We good to go?
Yes.
Hey, that sounded like Ed Sheeran.
I was totally just going to say that. I was like, are we good to go?
Wait, wasn't it the cutest thing in the entire world when he did that at Z100?
Yes.
And he like got up and said, and he was like, we good to go? And then he was like laughing. Oh my God.
That was fantabulous.
You better do that on the Red Tour.
Yes.
I know.
All right, let's roll with it. Welcome everybody to Taylor Talk episode 52. This is Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
And Diane.
How's everyone doing today?
PG Keen. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm cold. It's snowing in Boston.
Ew.
And I'm cold.
Yeah. We're sunny and warm here on the West Coast, Maya. How's that make you feel?
Yeah, last night it was pouring rain and now it's snowing.
So. Oh, wow. Okay, so Maya, yesterday it was so hot here that I got a sunburn.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah,
sorry.
I've been wearing a hat, a down coat, and like UGG boots for 2 days and I was still cold. I was like, felt like I was getting attacked by snowflakes this morning.
Diane, ridiculous. I'd like to point out you can actually get a sunburn in the snow. It doesn't
That's
have
true.
To be hot to get a burn.
You could.
Technically, yes. But yesterday it was warm enough and I was out in the sun long enough where I got my arms all red and icky. That's what happened.
Okay,
just telling you.
Well, I'm sure you make a lovely tomato.
I do.
I feel like we're having like a verbal discussion of Grant's weather tweets.
Probably.
He's so picky about the weather.
Oh my gosh,
like,
nonstop.
Never likes it unless.
And he's very picky about the weather and about anybody he sits next to on an airplane.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to sit next to him on an airplane. I'd be afraid he wouldn't like me.
I know, right?
I'd feel very judged.
We feel judged, Grant.
Yeah.
Stop judging people, Grant. So let's get started with the episode. I just wanted to make a quick announcement before we got rolling. There is someone, Belle knows actually, at AshleySwift13 on Twitter, who is giving away tickets to the Red Tour. She's calling it the Dreaming in Red Contest. Basically, I guess the story behind it is she has been very fortunate enough to go to several Taylor concerts and is looking to help out people who are not as fortunate. And all you have to really do is just email her with a story, with your background story and things like that. We'll link to her page in the episode guide on taylortalk.org so you can go check out the details exactly what would qualify you to win those tickets. She has tickets to, does anyone know, remember which shows, like Omaha and a few others? I can't remember which.
Oh, wow. So she's a lot then. That's very generous of her.
It is.
Yeah. So to get the details for that, taylortalk.org, we'll link to it. Just look for it. Okay, thumbs up. Enjoy.
Yay.
Good luck. Hope you win those tickets if you really need them. Maya, what's on the calendar?
Well, first of all, on March 2nd, Taylor Swift's performance for Let's Dance for Comic Relief is going to air on BBC One. So if you live in the UK, you can watch that. If you don't, I'm sure it'll be on YouTube within a few minutes, so don't worry about it. And then next, March 13th, I can't believe it's this close already, is the first night of the Red Tour.
Woohoo!
Yeah. How crazy. I can't believe that. I feel like it just got announced yesterday and it was months and months away and now
right?
It's like in a couple of weeks.
Weren't we just at the Speak Now shows?
I feel like
I'm pretty sure I was. I feel like I was just there.
Same here. Oh, also on April 7th are the ACMs. Taylor is once again nominated for Entertainer of the Year, which is a fan-voted award. You can't vote yet, but you can start voting on March 25th, so don't worry, we'll bug and remind you. And if she wins this, she'll be the first female to have won it 3 years in a row. So let's get pre-excited to vote.
Pre-excited? Did you just make up a word?
It makes total sense, though.
It does.
Thanks for the calendar, ladies. Diane, if you could give us what's been going on in the Taylor news.
Well, Taylor may have lost the award for International Female Solo Artist at the Brit Awards 2013, but let me just say that Taylor was still very much the talk of the night. Her performance of I Knew You Were Trouble was an absolute knockout.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about that for a sec, because the more I watch these award show performances, the more I'm really starting to feel that these are, like, taken from her Red Tour.
I hope.
It'd be really cool, but it just seems that they all have a common theme to them. They all have that, like, This one wasn't as circusy as some of the others, but there have been a couple circus themed performances. This one, as well as one of the past performances, were very like Phantom of the Opera to me.
They were, yeah. She performed I Knew You Were Trouble, what, a couple months ago at another award show, and it was very similar, right?
Yeah, it was the same thing, like, where she came out in a white dress, and there was lots of dancers, and she was, like, pushing them around, and then they ripped off the white dress, and then she was wearing a sexy black outfit, and then there was more dancing in this one, though.
Yeah, there was.
The fact that Thijs DeOrio has somehow managed to give her choreography is very impressive. I mean, she still looks a little awkward and silly doing it, like, I have to say. Like, the part when she was, like, shimmying kind of made me laugh.
Like, well, oh, honey, she like, pulled it off.
Like, darling, you can't do that. But, yeah, it was very similar. So, I agree. I think it might be some solid foreshadowing for the tour.
And, you know, since you kindly brought up the wardrobe change, can we talk about that black outfit for a sec? OMG.
That was awesome. She looked so good. I don't know what was up with that white dress, because it was, like, weird and, like, I mean, it was kind of interesting and, like, a couture sort of thing, and I don't think it was a wedding dress, despite what all of the tabloids are
saying.
That
never occurred to me until, like, somebody else said it. That never...
I don't know what that dress was, but it looks like some kind of strange, like... It
looked like she was wearing an accordion.
Yeah.
On her hips.
It was not cute, so I'm really glad that she changed it up in the middle of the performance to, like, wear an outfit that looked like something that Beyonce would wear to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I very much got that whole, like, angel-devil concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if she could keep the devil around, I wouldn't mind, because that outfit was hot.
It was a very daring outfit, but she pulled it off very well.
Yeah, she was, I don't know, that outfit was just smoking. That's all I'm gonna say about that outfit. She pulled it off. She's got this whole, like, dark side going now. And someone on Twitter actually brought that up about her, like, bringing out this dark side. And I'm like...
I don't necessarily see it as a dark side, more as in I've gained my own confidence in myself side.
It reminds me of Taylor gets edgy.
Yeah, it's edgy and assertive and, you know, stepping on guys and... Love it.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet, and my friend texted me. She's like, did you see it yet? And I was like, no. She's like, it had violence and leather and stripping. And I'm like, what?
And you're like, she's like, oh, this was a Taylor Swift performance? Like,
wow, okay. And she's like, not usually a fan. And she was like, that was a badass performance. That was awesome. So you've got people who aren't even normally fans, but at least to have some respect for her after that, which is pretty awesome.
You know, what I was actually thinking after, or while I was watching it rather, is I don't understand, you know, like Taste of Country and some of those other country music publications will occasionally do hottest women in country music, and I have yet to see Taylor on a list, and I don't know
why. That's
true. Like, she's number one on my list. I put her higher than Carrie Underwood and all those other ones that are supposedly country hotties. Not that I'm biased or anything, like hosting
a
Taylor Swift podcast, but I think she's more attractive than those other country music artists. That's just me.
I don't know, but I just also love that, like, despite the fact that she's wearing this, like, sexy black outfit and blah, 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 she goes to try and dance, and she's just as awkward as she's always been. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, it's still her.
That's just Taylor being Taylor. Yeah, exactly.
So, have you seen what other people are saying on Twitter and on the social networks about this performance?
Some really awkward, random things.
It's been very black and white, I feel like. It's like, people have been either, like, super, like, into it and, like, obsessed with it and like, oh my god, I can't stop watching, and it was so good and it was so great. It's either that or like, why is Taylor Swift such a slut, and why is she tempting her boyfriend, and why is she wearing a wedding dress? And it's like, I think I saw an article that was like, is Taylor Swift the worst ex-girlfriend ever?
I saw that one too.
I'm like, okay. I don't know. I especially considering that she did a performance like this of this song before they had broken up, I don't think that it was aimed at him at all. I think that's just the concept that she's working on for the song, probably for tour.
Yeah, I agree. And I never thought it was a wedding. Like, it never occurred to me that it was supposed to look like a wedding dress. I mean, I don't even think it is. I think somebody just interpreted it that way. And second of all, and even if it was supposed to be a wedding dress, last time I checked, her and Harry weren't engaged when they were dating. So I don't know how her wearing a white dress is supposed to be her taunting her ex-boyfriend. Like, I'm not sure where those two things tie in together.
I don't get it either. I think it's just, like, because she's probably, like, one of the biggest things in the world right now. I think people know that if they put her name in the title of an article and something, you know,
then people will read it.
Then people will read it, even if it's completely not true and stupid.
So, does anyone have any last thoughts on that performance before we move on with the rest of the episode?
Just that I love it.
I know. I thought it was fantastic, and I can't wait to see more of it on the Red Tour.
If I had 11 more thumbs, I'd give it 13 thumbs up.
You can give it 13 thumbs up? All right. Well, let's go on to our first mini segment. Belle?
You know you're a Swiftie when you can bring up Taylor in pretty much any conversation. And that was sent to us by Hannah via text message.
Well, last I checked, we make an entire show out of that, so...
Pretty much.
Thank you, Hannah.
The next one is from 17_Serena. You know you're a Swiftie when you type papers in size 13 font.
That's kind of sneaky, too.
I've never like actually it. Done that. Well, no, maybe I have. But not, like, for that reason.
I feel like making your paper in a size 13 font is just a way to write less, to make it look longer.
That's what I'm saying, it's sneaky.
This one comes from Swiftie ABC123 from Taylor Connect, and they say, you know you're a Swiftie when your older brother comes home from youth group with an empty Domino's pizza box with Taylor's Red album cover on it just for you.
I still have those boxes. I don't know why, because I don't really know
Domino's
what to do with them.
Though? Like, I have a Papa John's one.
It's Papa John's.
But anyway, you have a really nice older brother.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a very thoughtful thing you do.
Next one, Riley texted us and said, you know you're Swiftie when you say, holy Swift, and oh my Swift, more than anything else. I think it's kind of cool that the Swiftie community has actually developed their own lingo. Like, instead of saying OMG, did you notice everybody says OMS?
OMS, yeah.
Oh my Swift. And you just know what it means. You don't even have to think about it.
I mean, to be fair, other fan bases do that. Like, they say, like oh my Bieber and
oh my Jonas for the Jonas Brothers. Mm-hmm. I remember those times.
Yeah, but that's weird. It's weird when they do it. It's cool when we do it.
And our last one is by Alex via text message. Yay for text messages. You guys are catching on. It's awesome.
Yay!
And Alex says, you know you're a Swiftie when you get Taylor Swift tickets and you have your outfit planned out even though the concert is still 6 months away.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure that you and Haley have that figured out, don't you, Belle?
Who has an outfit planned out that I can think of on this show?
Yeah, we have our outfits picked out for both nights.
So, Belle, what are you wearing?
That's a secret. I can't just tell you on the show. You
can't just be talking about those things in public.
I know, it's a surprise.
People steal your ideas.
That's true. So then can you tell us after the show, Belle?
Yes, I can.
Yay!
And there will be pictures.
Yay!
Yay!
So, for our main discussion this episode, we're doing something a little bit different than we normally do. You guys have probably grown accustomed to song discussions the last, 100 episodes, and so we wanted to mix it up a little bit and talk a little bit about what is going on in the Taylor community. And, you know, just bounce thoughts off each other. You guys can provide feedback after the show, see what you guys think. So, first thing that's been going on recently that I've seen a lot of in the news is about the Capitol Hoedown, that canceled concert in Canada that you guys probably remember, maybe remember.
Supposedly, I was thinking about going to it, and then I heard it wasn't going to happen, so.
Yeah, supposedly, they are suing Taylor for $2.5 million.
Why are they suing her?
Well, they basically paid her a fee to secure her for that weekend, and what they're saying is that...
But she returned that fee, the retainer, so I don't...
You're right, she did, and here's something that's interesting, though, is obviously we don't know the contents of the contract, but... Strictly speaking, a securing fee is like a deposit. It's like a non-refundable deposit. So in theory, she doesn't even have to give that money back because the way I see it is that fee was to book her for the weekend to say, okay, do not schedule any other performances, any other appearances or anything this weekend. We have you this weekend.
Right.
And that's a common practice you see from time to time. So I don't know what their getup is right now. I think, to be honest, they're just attacking Taylor because she's the biggest and got paid the most.
They probably just want money for it because they're like, okay, we didn't have this concert, but we still want money because we lost money from not having it. And they're just like, oh, well, Taylor Swift has a lot. Why don't we just get some of that?
Yeah, but that's like another case of like suing McDonald's for making your kid fat. Like, come on, seriously. If you paid her to secure that weekend, that's your loss. Write it off.
But the point is, we're talking about, you know, payments and deposits, but she actually did return the retainer, supposedly. So, what else is there to sue her over? You know what I mean?
I don't know, because they're whack.
I think it's because they want the money that they gave her to help with refunding the people that had tickets and travel plans and whatever to get there. I mean, and like, it's not Taylor's fault, obviously, that they canceled the thing, like, because it was, like, internal discord or whatever. So, I mean, it's kind of more their issue that they need that money. I mean, I don't know. If she gave back her retainer, I don't see why she should have to give them anything else.
No, I agree completely. I don't think that she owes them anything. Like, it's their loss. They're the ones that decided to cancel the show. You know, and if they're at a loss for money, they can't expect the performers that were supposed to be there to pick up the slack for them.
Yeah, I mean, they should. They were the ones who had problems and had to cancel this big concert. Like, I think they should be, like, mature enough as an organization to deal with the consequences of that.
Yet they're not.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, if they ever want to throw anything again, they're never going to get Taylor back, so you can't sue Taylor and then ever expect her to have anything to do with you again. You know, it's not really a very good business move, in my opinion.
Right. The organizers of that show dug themselves into a ditch because anybody that was booked for that show will never book with them again. I don't know if you guys read it yet, but our good buddy at the SwiftAgency.com has a good editorial about this. He's in Canada and was going to go to the show, and he's got a lot of the details. That's actually where I got my information from, so...
Yeah, actually, I did read that.
If you guys want more details on this, obviously, we are not experts, but... Actually, I don't know if he's an expert either, but he definitely has more information than we do on it in his editorial, so go check that out. We'll link to it in the episode guide. Next thing that's been going on is the question, like, people going crazy on Twitter, is Taylor an alcoholic? No, of course not.
Oh my god, she went out for one night and drank champagne. Like,
if I walk around with a glass of wine in my hand, does that mean that I have to go to an AA meeting in the morning?
Yes, Belle, that's exactly what it means.
Every time you drink alcohol ever, you need help. Go get help.
That's discouraging.
This is the thing, though, Belle, is you actually are an alcoholic.
Hey! Listeners, that is not true.
That is not true at all.
I personally can vouch for Belle, and I know that she's not an alcoholic. And neither is Taylor Swift. Although I cannot personally vouch for Taylor, I believe she's not an alcoholic.
Okay, I'm sure Taylor's not an alcoholic. Nah. But just to give everyone a background on what we're talking about, photos surfaced from the Brit Awards after party of Taylor with a glass of wine in her hand. And the Twitterverse is going crazy. Oh my gosh, Taylor's drinking. Well, yeah, you know what? She's a 23-year-old woman. She can have a drink.
At a party and have fun. Like, it's not like she's, you know, drinking booze, like, every other hour and walking down the street and, like, tripping over herself. Like, that would be a problem. This is not a problem.
No, she has not yet pulled a Paris Hilton and peed in the back of a taxi cab.
Not yet.
So gross.
Not yet. Come on, Maya. Give our girl the benefit of the doubt. She's not going to end up like Paris.
I don't think she is. I'm kidding. What? Yeah, I think Taylor Swift is going to start peeing in taxis. Like, no.
Like, wow.
She's a 23-year-old woman. She is perfectly allowed to go to an after party for an award show and have a few glasses of champagne. What's the big deal?
Not to mention in the UK, 18 is the age of drinking there. So,
right.
She's 5 years beyond that. So she's perfectly fine. And if you guys remember correctly, do you remember several months back she did an interview with Esquire magazine, the men's interest magazine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And she said, I don't drink a lot, but when I do, it's fun.
I don't know if that's the exact quote, but yeah, she said something like, if she does drink, it's something classy like wine. Like, she'll have a glass of wine. She doesn't take shots and do mixed drinks, and she doesn't do that whole game.
Oh, that quote was from Alan Carr. I'm getting confused.
What?
But same idea. That quote was from Alan Carr, the one that I just did.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all part of the same time frame, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she's allowed to have wine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Wine is delicious. I actually took a wine tasting class. Did you guys know that?
No.
I did.
Yes, I did.
You didn't know that, Maya?
I did not know that.
It was quite the education. I learned all about the different grape varietals and how they make wine. It's like the coolest thing ever.
That's wonderful, fun. Adam.
There's actually a culture surrounding wine. So if Taylor wants to join that culture, it's a very classy culture. Just throwing that out there.
Well, there's that. And then there's also the fact that, you know, I just have to say, I understand that a lot of us have been here, you know, as a Taylor fan, not everybody, but since like the beginning when she was 16 years old, teenager wearing cowboy boots and sundresses and singing our song. That's great. I loved those days. I think Taylor was a great artist then. I think she's a great artist now. If Taylor was walking around with a glass of wine when she was 16, I could understand people's concern. Taylor's 23.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have wine when I was 16 either. But I do now. Now that I'm an old man.
You're a grandpa.
Well, Belle's older than I am, so.
By 1 year, shut up.
I have like a week and a half till my birthday. Isn't that crazy?
I know, fun fact. In like 12 days or so, Adam is going to turn 25.
Adam, you're really old.
Belle will still be older.
Shut up.
All right. Well, keeping with the theme of the Brit Awards, something that really hasn't been talked about on Twitter and social networks, and I'm very surprised by it, is, I don't know if you guys saw, what do they call it, a GIF? Those moving pictures?
Yeah, a GIF.
Oh my god, you sound like an old person. Yeah. Them moving pictures on the internet machine.
Yes, this internet machine. See, personally, I call it a Harry Potter picture because it's a moving picture.
Oh, that's so creative of you.
Oh, I get it.
Anyway, but there is a GIF going around that has Harry doing the surprised face, basically mocking Taylor. And nobody's been talking about that, interestingly enough. But I thought it was worth mentioning and just kind of pointing out, remember when we were talking about the Grammy Award performance and I mentioned that there would potentially be a snowball effect where Harry would retaliate, then Taylor would retaliate, and it would go downhill, it'd be a slippery slope? Like, point in case.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, there's people playing this game back and forth, or there's the fans picking things and interpreting them that way. Because, I mean, Harry was doing interviews, and people have asked him about the whole situation, and he's just like, oh, I don't care. She's just doing her performance. She's just doing her thing. And he really didn't seem bothered by it. Like, he's just like, whatever, you know?
Or, Belle, someone told Harry to say that. Like, his publicist or something.
I know that, of course, but I'm just saying that whether somebody told him to or not, he did say it.
Well, either he is very classy, or he's got a great publicity team behind him.
Probably both. Well, no, I actually go with door number two, but still.
He did applaud when Taylor went up and presented an award. He clapped like a polite person.
Yeah, you know.
That was nice of him.
Okay, well then, why is Harry making fun of Taylor's surprised face then?
To be fair, she did just, like, publicly, obviously mock him at the Grammys.
Right, so then, isn't that Harry getting back at Taylor for doing that? So it is kind of like this little war starting?
Kind of, but in, like, a much less obvious way. Like, his was much more low-key than hers.
Well, yeah, hers was, you know, a little bit more public and a little bit more obvious because that was her performance time, and I think Harry did this as he was walking up to get an award, so it's not like he was talking and he was, you know, doing it, you know, in a more obvious fashion. This was just kind of like an aside, but, I mean, he still did it, and he still, I'm sure, knew that Taylor was going to see it.
I think Harry's afraid of Taylor.
Afraid of her?
If he retaliates, she will destroy him.
I don't think she's that mean.
There is nothing she does better than revenge, though.
See, like, Adam, right now, I feel like you're perpetuating the thing that everyone's been saying, that she's this horrible ex-girlfriend and she writes songs just to get back at people, and I don't think that's what it is. I think she'd write a song if she's feeling something. She's not gonna get back at him to be spiteful. Okay, she did the thing at the Grammys, like, but I don't think anything like that's gonna happen again. I think it was like she got it out of her system and she's done.
Let's hope it doesn't happen again, because otherwise things are gonna get ugly.
I mean, maybe. Or maybe Harry will continue to be the classy one and nothing's gonna get ugly.
That's true.
Taylor's gonna look like the bad guy again.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem to be hurting Taylor's reputation the slightest. She's getting some bad press, but like, nobody stops loving her. I still love her. Do you guys still love her?
Yeah,
completely.
I still love her.
That answered that question. And so the final thing I kind of want to discuss with you guys that's been going on is the GOAT.
Oh, it's the best thing.
Bad trouble.
So again, I gotta clarify, you guys know what I'm talking about, not everyone does. 2 days ago, on February 22nd, we're recording today on the 24th, somebody posted a video. This video already has over 2 million views.
Really?
In just
over
2 days.
2 million?
2.2 million it's at now, as of the time of this recording at least. And what it is somebody took part of Taylor's I Knew You Were Trouble video, and the part where she's like, I'm lying on the cold, hard ground, about like that part, they inserted a clip of a goat screaming. And so, instead of Taylor going, ah, it goes like, a goat.
Trouble.
I died laughing so when I first funny. Saw that.
Oh my god, I didn't know what was... All I saw was like, it was like the title was something like, Taylor Swift and a goat sing this song. And I was like, what the heck? So I click on it and I'm just seeing the video. And I'm like, what's the big deal? And all of a sudden, I just started laughing so hard and I couldn't stop.
So... definitely
go watch that video. It's so funny.
So yeah, definitely go check out that video. It's going to be in the episode guide on taylortalk.org. But just for kicks and giggles, why don't we play you guys the scream right now? Ready? Listen for it.
I cannot get over that.
All right, so go watch that video. It's even funnier in context. All right. Something we haven't done for a couple episodes is a What Would Taylor Do? So we pulled one from @13_SwiftHand_13 on Twitter, who asks, what would Taylor do if Meredith decided to eat one of her koi fish?
She has 13 koi fish. So I feel like it would be very sad to...
That would be very unlucky, yeah.
Wait, also, I feel like I told this story before about... Okay, so when we were at her apartment... We were all, like, looking at the koi pond, and someone was like, wait, why doesn't Meredith eat the fish? Because they're just right there. I mean, the koi pond's, like, right in the middle of the room, and it's open. And Taylor was like, well, she's like, when she was a kitten, she accidentally fell in to the pond, and now she's petrified of it. She won't even go anywhere kitty. Near it because she's so scared. She
traumatized. She
fell in. So I don't think she actually would eat any of them because she's just afraid of it now. She fell in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if Meredith tried to get one of those again, she'd just fall in and it would be another traumatic experience. So I'm sure that little kitty knows. Stay away from the koi fish. Not a good idea.
How big are koi fish?
Big.
They're pretty big.
I mean, like, it depends. As big as Meredith, but they're pretty right? big.
So what if one of the koi fish ate Meredith?
No.
That would be bad.
They're not to eat.
I would cry.
They're not piranhas, Adam.
I don't think koi fish eat cats.
No. Koi fish don't eat cats.
It would be an awful, No.
Well, then, what would Taylor do? So I think Taylor would just replace the koi fish if we're being all logical about it.
Yeah, probably. I don't think she's that attached to the koi fish.
Shake a finger at Meredith. Tell her that if she wants to eat fish, she'll just get her a can of tuna.
They go together like lamb chop and tuna fish.
What is that from? That's so familiar.
It's from Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah. It's the weird delivery guy.
Yeah. Only Belle understood that. The other two youngins on the show... These young people here couldn't quite pick up on it, huh?
Well, isn't that the movie with Zach and Cody in it?
Yeah, actually.
See,
it is.
That's my frame of reference, the Disney Channel.
That was before Zach and Cody.
I know though. It was when they were babies.
When they could actually still act.
Right, okay.
I love how their voices didn't drop until they were like 20.
So our last segment, sorry, short episode. Everybody cry now. Is what are Swifties?
That sounded more like a goat, didn't it?
What?
My cry sounded more like a goat.
That's fine. That's fine, Belle. Perfect.
So what are Swifties listening to? @TheSwiftStyle on Twitter suggested that everybody listens to This Is What Makes Us Girls by Lana Del Rey.
I love this song. The Swift Style. When I saw your tweet about this, I went out and bought the song, and it's been playing on my iPod ever since. So I think you guys should go listen to it because I'm in love with it. It's a good one.
How could I, as a male, relate to a song called This Is What Makes Us Girls?
You can't.
Oh, so female listeners, go listen to this song. Male listeners, sit out on this one.
Yeah, this is definitely a XX chromosome relatable song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Swift Style, thanks for sending that in. Remember, everybody... can submit to the mini segments. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what time of the day, submit to the mini segments. We have a zillion ways you can contact us. You can email us at taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us @taylortalk13. You can leave us a voicemail on taylortalk.org, or you could leave us a voicemail and or text message to area code 240 31 Swift. So get all those submissions in. Listen for the next episode to see if your submission made it on, because, well, we use a lot of them. So yours might
and
make
it. And we love them.
We love them. Give us more. It doesn't have to be submissions. If you just have, like, a comment about any of our discussions or anything, too.
Yeah, for sure. We will take anything. As long as it's not hate mail. Don't do that.
Well, it's a free country. If they want to send us hate mail, we can't tell them they can't.
If you have any hate mail, send it to Diane@TaylorSwift13.org.
Why would you say that?
Because I don't want to get
it. That's mean.
I'm never going to check that email address now.
Now she's going to be, like, paranoid, and she's going to, like, have this anxiety problem every time she goes to log in.
Perhaps. And like I said last week, if you guys love the show and you want to share us with other Swifties, a great way of doing that is to leave us positive feedback on iTunes. That way iTunes is like, whoa, these guys are awesome. Let's suggest them to other people searching for Taylor Swift stuff. Just make sure it's nice comments.
Hey, you guys, can I say one thing before I before we log off here?
No, you're not allowed to talk on the show.
I'm not allowed to talk.
Okay, you can say it.
Well, we just got this interesting quote in about, you know how we were talking about Taylor's outfit and people's comments about it?
Right.
I just received an interesting quote about Taylor talking about it. So Taylor says, "It's really interesting getting to put on different outfits and then people like freak out when I'm really just wearing shorts and a long sleeve shirt on stage at the Brits. I was wearing shorts and a long sleeve shirt and they're like, ooh, strips down on the Brits. I'm like, I'm wearing shorts. Every other pop artist goes out there in their underpants, and okay, that's fine. I'm not doing anything weird. But it's funny when people make a big deal out of it, like, ooh, she's growing up. I've always tried to do it very naturally. And like when I was 18, I wanted to just be 18, not 25. Now I'm 23 and I'm just gonna be 23. So it's fun to try out new looks."
Yeah, I feel like people hold Taylor to a different standard almost.
They do, and it's not fair.
Well, Taylor can wear shorts, and as long as she's happy, I'm happy.
If she is having fun doing whatever she's doing, I have zero problems with any of it. Taylor can be Taylor.
As long as she continues to wear those shorts, I'm happy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh jeez.
Let's end the show now before it gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so for Taylor Talk episode 52, this has been Adam,
Belle,
Maya,
and Diane.
Saying have a great day, guys. We will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Virtual hand hearts.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.